What a joy divine.
Hello, here are our readings for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him through His Word. Today, we'll be reading Psalm 77, 16 through 20, Numbers 33, 10 through 56, and Luke 2, 41 through 52. We'll be starting with Psalms 77, 16 through 20. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The cloud poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was the whirlwind. Your lightning lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Numbers 33:10 through 56. And they set out from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. And they set out from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. And they set out from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dapka. And they set out from Dapka and camped at Alush. And they set out from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they set out from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they set out from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hathava. And they set out from Kibroth Hathava and camped at Hazeroth. And they set out from Hazeroth and camped at Rithma. And they set out from Rithma and camped at Rimmon Perez. And they set out from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. And they set out from Libna and camped at Risha. And they set out from Risha and camped at Kalatha. And they set out from Kalatha and camped at Mount Shefer. And they set out from Mount Shefer and camped at Haradon. And they set out from Haradon and camped at Makheloth. And they set out from Makheloth and camped at Tahath. And they set out from Tahath and camped at Terah. And they set out from Terah and camped at Mithka. And they set out from Mithka and camped at Hashmana. And they set out from Hashmana and camped at Moseroth. And they set out from Moseroth and camped at Beni Jaakan. And they set out from Beni Jaakan and camped at Hor Haggidgad. And they set out from Hor Haggidgad and camped at Jotbatha. And they set out from Jotbatha and camped at Eberana. And they set out from Eberana and camped at Ezion Geber. And they set out from Ezion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is Kadesh. And they set out from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year, after the people of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt on the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. And the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in Negeb in the land of Canaan, heard of the people of Israel. And they set out from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmana. And they set out from Zalmana and camped at Punon. And they set out from Punon and camped at Oboth. And they set out from Oboth and camped at Le'abarim in the territory of Moab. And they set out from Lim to camp and camped at Dibon Gad. And they set out from Dibon Gab and camped at Almon Diblathaim. And they set out from Albon Lithaim and camped in the mountains of Abram before Nebo. And they set out from the mountains of Abram and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jesimoth as far as Abel Shittim, in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their metal image, and demolish all their high places, and you shall take possession of the land and settle in it. For I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your clans. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Wherever the lot falls for anyone, that shall be his. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those of them whom you let remain shall be as barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall trouble you in the land where you dwell, and I will do to you as I thought to do to them." Luke 2, 41 through 52. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey, but then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After these days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of the Lord, and our reading for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.
Leave me safe and secure from